90.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Good morning. Hey, it's that time again. It's the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. We're going to begin with a brand new album by Colonel Bruce Hampton. He's considered one of the finest musicians out there today. He has worked with the likes of Peter Buck, Derek Truck, Susan Tedeschi, and others. His new album on Ropadope Records is called Pharaoh's Kitchen. And we start this week with the opening track, the title track.
Thank you. me. Oh, 'cause I just got to tell you about a thing that's bothering me. I was a rambling pony. I would roll from town to town. I was a rambling pony. I would roll from town to town. Yes, just looking for a sweet woman. I'm making my love come on down.
Thank you.
Crossbones style with Cat Power, going back to the 1990s and the album Moon Picks. Prior to that, Peter Green with a Fleetwood Mac track from the Then Play On album, something called Showbiz Blues. And we began with Colonel Bruce Hampton, titled to his brand new release. It's called Pharaoh's Kitchen. Here at almost 14 minutes past the hour, this is Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. Looking at the outside, turning sunny, mostly sunny afternoon, a high of around 70 degrees, northwest winds at 10 miles per hour, 20% chance of showers overnight, and a 20% chance of showers on Tuesday. Currently, it's a little overcast, a little cloudy still, trying to clear, 59 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. The UL School of Music will be presenting two evenings of jazz featuring the UL Jazz Combos and the Jazz Guitar Quartet. This evening and tomorrow evening, these take place in Ducray Guilfrey Auditorium. This evening will feature Jazz Combo 2, coached by Dr. Jeffrey George, and Combo 3, coached by Mr. Chris Munson. Tomorrow evening, Jazz Combo 1, directed by Dr. Paul Morton, and the Jazz Guitar Quartet, coached by Dr. Brian Gaudino. Both events are free and open to the public. For more information, the UL School of Music's number is 482-5216. On Tuesday evening, Legends of the Celtic Harp perform at Cité des Arts. That will begin at 7 p.m. Three of the leading Celtic harpists, Patrick Ball, Lisa Lynn, Arye Frankfurter, perform at Cité beginning at 7 p.m. You've heard these people on Harpistry throughout the years. If you've ever listened to Harpistry here on KRVS, that follows this program. I'm sure Valerie will be featuring music from all three harpists on her program this Monday at 12 noon. Anyway, they will be performing on Tuesday evening, tomorrow night. For reservations, you can call 291-1122 or just to call for more information. It's like Legends of the Celtic Harp at Cité tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. This Friday, April 11th, Zucchero, Italian superstar Zucchero, performs at Vermilionville's Performance Center. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 o'clock. I think there is a link to for ticket purchase at Vermilionville's website. That's vermilionville.org. And the superstar Zucchero, who has literally sold millions of albums worldwide. The James Hunter Six and special guests perform in three performances of Louisiana Crossroads this week, Wednesday at Central School Theater, and then again on Thursday and Friday here in Lafayette at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. The British soul sensation, James Hunter Six, you hear them often here on the Caravan. They'll be performing at 7:30 p.m. April 10th and 11th here in Lafayette. For tickets, you can call the ACA 233-7060. And next Monday, the Cane Fire Film Series presents The Great Flood. This is a new film by Bill Morrison with music by Bill Frisell. It's actually been shown more than not in museums. It's really a sort of an art film. It's a documentary about the flood of 1927, the Great Flood of 1927. But it's minimal text, no spoken dialogue, and it's based with mostly found footage of the event, of a very striking film. And again, that screens next Monday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the Cane Fire Film Series, Monday, April 14th, 7:30 p.m. If you would like to win a pair of tickets, I'll give away a pair of tickets to caller number 4 here at the studio line, 482-6991. We're going to move on with music by Direwood. These guys are having a CD release this Friday at the Blue Moon Saloon, along with Tim Campbell and members of Arbor Vitae, so a big reunion. Direwood's new album that has never been released of, I guess, lost or just material they've sat on is called Little Band in a Big House. This is Direwood with Workin' the Land.
while I wait.
'67 sounds of Captain Beefheart and his magic band from the album Safe as Milk, and a track called Zigzag Wanderer. Before that, the Zigzag Wanderers from right here in this area with their tune Borders. And we began with another area band, Jay Burton, Tiff Lamson, and Direwood from their unreleased album, A Little Band in a Big House. It will see the light of day this Friday with a CD release at the Blue Moon Saloon. As I mentioned, also on the bill is Tim Campbell and members of Arbor Vitae. So really going back a few years with some reunions, musical reunions here in Lafayette. You're listening to The Caravan on KRVS. Okay, this second half of the program, we will feature the brand new audacious task of transcribing Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring for jazz trio. The Bad Plus have done it. And we'll hear the first part of The Rite of Spring done by the Bad Plus in just a few minutes. We'll also hear classic King Crimson. But let's go back to an unfortunate, badly timed single from 1967 recorded by Gary Lewis and the Playboys. This was done while he was actively serving in the military, and that sort of music was kind of going out of style. But a fine produced and quite experimental pop track by Gary Lewis and the Playboys. This is Jill.
Jill, between you and me, I can see the gleam in your eye. And I can hardly wait to see you, Jill, just as if you were here. I can hear your voice softly call, and no, no, Jill is here at all. My love is only a dream away, Jill is only a dream away.
My words are all carried away. upset my mind. Can't instruct me or conduct me, just use up my time. I talk to the
album quite like it before, and nothing quite like it since. The first release by King Crimson in the Court of the Crimson King from 1969, and I Talk to the Wind. As promised, this is The Bad Plus, and their ambitious jazz trio working of Igor Stravinsky's revolutionary piece, The Rite of Spring. Bassist Reed Anderson, pianist Ethan Iverson, drummer David King, The Rite of Spring, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan.
Thank you.
Bad Plus here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. That was the first part, Adoration of the Earth, from Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. The Bad Plus, bassist Reed Anderson, pianist Ethan Iverson, and drummer David King have just issued their jazz trio working of the influential composition, probably one of, if not the most influential composition of the 20th century, The Rite of Spring. As we get into spring here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Harpistry with Valerie Green. I'm sure she'll be featuring more of the legends of the Celtic harp. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. Keep your dial on KRVS or log on anytime at our website at krvs.org. Again, have a great day. Come on back.